critical illnesses could be diagnosed earlier, and we could be confident that even the diagnosis of a complex disease could be clarified and the disease could be treated before it becomes fatal. Supposing a life-threatening virus could be controlled by inference, viruses would no longer constitute a threat to our well-being. The concept or idea of people living to an extremely old age has been suggested. Will the consequence of that possibility be that people could also maintain their intellect as they age? Will people be able to make arrangements to have their body or its parts used after they die? The donation would help others to have some of their body parts replaced. Will people still have funerals and be buried in a grave, as is the current custom, or will cremation be the common practice? If we wear corrective lenses now, perhaps our vision could be improved or restored through laser surgery. We would no longer need to wear glasses. The tragedy of a stroke and the resulting mental disability could be prevented if a monitor could analyze the person's condition and recommend changes in lifestyle or treatment that could avert a stroke or a heart attack. An ambulance equipped with sophisticated portable medical diagnostic equipment could have the ability to assess multiple injuries of the victim of an accident. Recovery would be assisted by the provision of prompt treatment. The prospect of a joint that swells being treated by a restraint that causes lack of motion is not a new idea, but will a synthetic joint be used to replace the joint instead of being treated in the current familiar way? Will replacement of a hip joint become more commonplace? Could a doctor operate on one of our organs without having to invade our bodies? Could surgery be performed with the aid of a small camera? Will the diameter of the lens of the camera be so small that it would be measured in millimeters? The opening required to insert the camera into our body would be tiny. Could a microscope be used in the study of biology to watch the development of a specimen of synthetic bacteria, and then the specimen be used to create a treatment for the disease being studied?